Quantum teleportation. Everything changed in 1993 when scientists at IBM, led by Charles Bennett, showed that it was physically possible to teleport objects, at least at the atomic level, using the EPR experiment. More precisely, they showed that you could teleport all the information contained within a particle. Since then, physicists have been able to teleport photons and even entire cesium atoms. Within a few decades, scientists may be able to teleport the first DNA molecule and virus. Quantum teleportation exploits some of the more bizarre properties of the EPR experiment. In these teleportation experiments, physicists start with two atoms, A and C. Let's say we wish to teleport information from atom A to atom C. We begin by introducing a third atom, B, which starts out being entangled with C. So B and C are coherent. Now atom A comes in contact with atom B. A scans B so that the information content of atom A is transferred to atom B. A and B become entangled in the process. But since B and C were originally entangled, the information within A has now been transferred to atom C. In conclusion, atom A has now been teleported into atom C. That is, the information content of A is now identical to that of C. Notice that the information within atom A has been destroyed, so we don't have two copies after the teleportation. This means that anyone being hypothetically teleported would die in the process, but the information content of his body would appear elsewhere. Notice also that atom A did not move to the position of atom C. On the contrary, it is the information within A, for example, its spin and polarization, that has been transferred to C. This does not mean that atom A was dissolved and then zapped to another location. It means that the information content of atom A has been transferred to another atom, C. Since the original announcement of this breakthrough, progress has been fiercely competitive, as different groups have attempted to outrace each other. The first historic demonstration of quantum teleportation, in which photons of ultraviolet light were teleported, occurred in 1997 at the University of Innsbruck. This was followed the next year by experimenters at Caltech, who did an even more precise experiment involving teleporting photons. In 2004, physicists at the University of Vienna were able to teleport particles of light over a distance of 600 meters beneath the River Danube, using a fiber optic cable, setting a new record. The cable itself was 800 meters long and was strung underneath the public sewer system beneath the River Danube. The sender stood on one side of the river and the receiver was on the other. One criticism of these experiments is that they were conducted with photons of light. This is hardly the stuff of science fiction. It was significant, therefore, in 2004, when quantum teleportation was demonstrated not with photons of light, but with actual atoms, bringing us a step closer to a more realistic teleportation device. The physicists at the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Washington, D.C., successfully entangled three beryllium atoms and transferred the properties of one atom into another. This achievement was so significant that it made the cover of Nature magazine. Another group was able to teleport calcium atoms as well. In 2006, yet another spectacular advance was made, for the first time involving a macroscopic object. Physicists at the Niels Bohr Institute in Copenhagen and the Max Planck Institute in Germany were able to entangle a light beam with a gas of cesium atoms, a feat involving trillions upon trillions of atoms. They then encoded information contained inside laser pulses and were able to teleport this information to the cesium atoms over a distance of about half a yard. For the first time, said Eugene Pulsic, one of the researchers, quantum teleportation has been achieved between light, the carrier of information, and atoms.